from KQED.
To the South Bay now, where many organizations are pouring resources into helping those devastated by the hurricanes and storms in Florida and Texas. And that got KQED's Tanya Mosley thinking about the flood that hit the city of San Jose in February. It did a lot of damage and cost a lot of people their homes. Tanya discovered that 7 months later, 150 people displaced by that flood are still homeless.
It's Saturday night, and the work studio tech space in downtown San Jose is nearly empty. Christy Mariano stands over a laser machine. She says the repetitive motion is calming. These days, quiet is hard to find, especially since losing her home in the flood.
And the beautiful thing about making things on the laser, you can just keep loading it, and it'll run and do everything, and you can kind of be a lazy butt and just watch it.
Mariano produces etched art to make a little extra money. The act of creating also offers a temporary escape from her problems, like finding a place to live. When we met, Mariano had just spent her first night sleeping in a car, and it was scary. Her mind was racing all night.
If someone's going to break into the car while I'm sleeping, it's only a window separating me from outside.
But she was teetering well before then. In the 11 years Mariano lived on the bottom floor of her triplex, the rent had gone from $850 a month to $1,300. Between selling art and her disability check, she barely brings in $2,000 a month. And then there are those burdens you can't put into numbers. Her husband had a stroke and had to move in with his parents. And then Mariano was diagnosed with kidney disease. She's now on dialysis 3 times a week.
I feel like there's a set of dominoes, and I don't like to be dark, but it's coming up on that last domino.
After the flood, there was an outpouring. People gave money and landlords offered temporary housing. And Mariano was able to secure a temporary apartment. But her lease ended in August, and much of the goodwill has dried up. Emily Prado is with Catholic Charities, the lead agency providing long-term disaster relief in San Jose. She says they've helped over 600 people find permanent housing, but there are still about 150 others, like Mariano, who are striking out.
I noticed that a lot of the clients are coming back to me saying that some of the landlords are requesting 3 times the rent.
Most people who are still looking were like Mariano, living on the edge and paying below market rents.
Some of my thoughts are, wow, I'm never going to find housing for them. It's difficult. But then I have that one client who lands permanent housing, and then that gives me the hope for the next client.
It's a plight that disaster victims often face once the support dries up. And high rents in the Bay Area pose a unique problem.
We can't fix everything, and, sometimes I go home with that. But, the next day I get up and I try my hardest to do whatever I can on my end.
Prado is developing relationships with landlords, trying to get them to see the benefit of housing these people who have lost so much. And she's extending her searches beyond Santa Clara County and nudging her clients to think about moving farther away to more affordable areas. But Christy Mariano is not ready to leave the only city she's ever really called home.
I was fine with where I was. It wasn't the nicest place, but it was home. I want my home back, whether it's my original home or somewhere where I can afford.
A few days after we met, Mariano got a call from Catholic Charities. They're putting her up in a hotel for a few more weeks. A few more weeks she won't have to live in her car, as the fear and uncertainty of her future lingers. I'm Tanya Mosley, KQED News.